Hello, my name is Lizzie. I come from the Schiller Institute, and I have a question for Robert Engelmann. Yes. So, economist Linda LaRouche, who predicted the financial crisis, says that the only way to have economic justice in the world is by constant development and increasing energy flux density by going to higher means of energy like nuclear power and fusion. And he says that reducing the living standard would in effect mean killing off people. And this is what we're seeing in, for example, Greece or in the US, where a big part of the population is living on food stamps and they have a huge food crisis right now. So why not use new technology like nuclear power and fusion instead of reducing the population, which in my opinion is genocide?
Hello, this is a question for Mr. Engelmann. First, I want to say I'm Hans Koller from the Schiller Institute, and I'm very optimistic that we can have a future where everybody can have a living standard higher than in the United States or Denmark, and even if we have 9 or 15 or 20 billion people, that is possible, just not in the current system. The current system, the current financial system is collapsing, and has to be overthrown if that should be possible. But if you implement the current technologies that we already have in the agro industry, in the energy sector, like the molten salt reactor, nuclear power plants, or the development of fusion that we know is possible, we would be able to easily sustain 12 to 15 billion people. But the current system doesn't allow that. So when you're out saying that we cannot have more than 4.7 billion people with the current living standard, isn't that just an apology for keeping the current system and the current power structures? Aren't you just an apology to these people that say that this this system must stay as it is?
Well, that was a direct question.
I'll try to answer directly, but briefly, because I think there are a lot of other questions too. So I want to be really clear that there's absolutely no call on this book for depopulation, nor is there a call for the use of fusion and nuclear energy, and welcome to your own opinions about that. And the figure 4.7 billion didn't refer to standard of living, it referred to use of resources. So what we need to think about is how we achieve a high standard of living for the people who are alive today and will be alive in the future under any circumstances that can be done without causing other people to suffer pain, ill health, and death. That's a significant challenge and shouldn't be tossed away with the kinds of accusations that someone's talking about depopulation or that word does